People then try to ease their suffering in maladaptive ways, only bringing about more of the same. Feeling unworthy puts people constantly on guard. Already feeling undeserving, people who fear proving that unworthiness exhaust themselves trying to find and fix fault. Life becomes all about what is or could be wrong, instead of enjoying or even noticing what is indeed right. When Tara introduces her students to the concept of the trance of unworthiness, she often sees students out in the crowd nodding along or even crying. Many of them hadn't ever realized that they weren't alone in the pain and the doubt. When Tara finishes teaching, many students stay behind to talk with her and share their own stories. Bringing an unworthy self into spiritual life. In those new students' stories, Tara hears reverberations of her own. When Tara graduated from college, she moved into a yogic ashram. From the time she got up at 3:30 a.m. till she completed her morning routine at breakfast, Tara felt good. But as she went about more mundane parts of her day, she felt her internal sense of peace, or at least of neutrality, start to unravel. All her old thoughts and feelings from college and before flooded back. Whenever Tara asked for advice,